Hey, I'm Steve Gambrill, and I'm thrilled that we have this time together. I pray that God would help you to understand how great He is and how great His plan is for your life. Come on, let's enjoy God together.
Thank you so much, Pastor Steve and Shal, for this lovely introduction. We here, guys, in Warsaw, as you can see behind me, there's a massive yellow logo of Life Church Warsaw. Not because we just wanted to tell you that we are from Warsaw, but this is the only logo available at the moment, but we love it anyway. The message today will be about life, because we are in this amazing season of talking about this is life, and we actually invade and talk about every important aspect of life. Today, I will be sharing a message. I should be doing this with Iga, but Iga is not available today because somebody needed to take care of our newly adopted baby girl, Zosia Safira. In English, that would be Sophie Sapphira. So I hope you're gonna just imagine Iga standing next to me and sharing the wise words when I'm just gonna be sharing the great words. But anyway, we've got a great message, and I hope this message will build your life, will add to your life, because here in Warsaw, we trust that Jesus is in the center and Jesus is our life. I'm going to be talking about sleep and about the trust and condition of sleep. Just because I'm a brand new father, last 4 weeks I have spent experiencing lack of sleep, the deficit of sleep. And when I've been thinking about sleep, I found so many great passages in the Bible about sleep. Proverbs says that God can give us a sweet, good sleep. And I believe God wants to bless especially the parents of young children with the massive amounts of the great sleep. But that's not the case, especially in the early stages. So I'm speaking here sleep deprived, but never faith deprived, never love deprived. I'm here actually pumped up, full of charisma, just here to share the word with our lovely church. This is our time. This is time for Warsaw Campus. Last week we heard from Natalie and Liam from Belfast. Today we hear from Warsaw. Every campus from Leeds to Bradford, Warsaw and Belfast is involved in this project, and we're really super happy about this. Well, today I want to speak about soaked life. Because I believe sometimes in our life we get soaked. We get soaked by the rains and the storms of our life. So when I think about whatever Jesus wants to do with our life is to help us go through the storm, but never to avoid the storm. That's two things that I've got in my mind. But let me start from the beginning. There's a great story. There's a great chapter about sleep. When Jesus sleeps at the boat with disciples and they're going from one part of the lake to another part of the lake. And he sleeps with a strong, great nap that many people envy to have. I envy at the moment. He sleeps when storms arrive. And we read in the Gospel of Mark this amazing passage. When evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and waves beat in the boat, so that it was already filling, but he was in the stern, asleep on the pillow. Amazing that Jesus took a pillow with him to a boat that is actually created to do a hard work. Jesus kind of knew that he will need peace and rest during the storm season. And I think God is the peaceful one in our panic times, especially now when we are keen to panic, when we are turning our eyes into panicky moments and lack of awareness and lack of solid foundation in many aspects of our life. Jesus is the one that brings peace to our life. But let me finish this passage as the Bible says. The disciples came to him and awake him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" That's a very hard word. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea and said to the storm, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he had said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can be this one that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Jesus and his disciples took a trip from one side of the lake to another. But a serious storm came in the midst of it, and the disciples were terrified. Keep in mind that those guys that were with Jesus on the boat were professional fishermen. They have seen it all. I think they have seen white squalls. They have seen the storms that nobody from normal living or working people on the land would ever see. They experienced all the conditions of the sea and the wind, but have never experienced this multitude of waves and the strength of the wind and the character of the storm before in their lives. They were used to being on the water day or night in all kinds of conditions. This reminds me about us in our life. This is our life, and we talk about our life because Jesus is interested in our life, that we are all used to our conditions. We kind of memorize our behaviors and our expectations, and we move from day to day, creating our daily lists, our to-do list, expecting things to happen on a daily basis, on a daily routines, and unexpectedly sometimes, storm hits us, like it's happening with us all around the world with the pandemic of COVID-19, or it's happening with our losses of jobs, or it's happening with our uncertainty about next day. And this is life that Jesus actually predicted and have a recipe for success, a winning formula for us to be calm in the storm. What we know is that we are experts on our own lives, like apostles were, or like fishermen were, but they never expected a storm like this. We are used to our daily storms or the storms we expect, but we never expect of something out of scale, out of spectrum of our expectations. Those fishermen, I believe they've seen good, bad, and ugly of any other situation. And yet at this moment, they fear for their lives. I think it's quite possible they have never seen or experienced a storm like this. I think disciples were screaming because they came to wake up Jesus. I think they were so high on their pitch of voices that it was really inappropriate even for high school girls to be screaming that high, because Jesus is waking up when they're screaming at him. Jesus, do you don't see that we are perishing, as the Bible says? The contrast of the situation is massive, I think. I'm reading this and I'm laughing behind my head, but I'm really trying to understand myself in this situation. When I'm panicking, I want everybody else to panic with me. I don't want to be alone in the situation. I don't want to be alone on the boat. It's almost like we want everybody else to be at the same level of panicking and situation as we are. We don't want anybody else to be better off. But Jesus is showing that this is life of God, that he is better standing with panic than we are, because he is God of calming down storms, and he is here to show us that we don't need to panic, and we've got a life lesson to learn and a lifelong situation to learn. And we need to stop panic when Jesus is with us on the boat. He's telling us that when the storm of life comes, we can trust him. We can look at his attitude of peace and find rest of our souls. We might be soaked on those boats, but we never be sunk on those boats. We might continue being soaked by the rains, but we might still be with Jesus on the boat. First, I believe just because Jesus is on the boat, it doesn't mean that we won't get through the storms. I think the most important lesson I learned from my Christian life is that many people told me, well, this is life with Jesus now. Many things will be great. You will receive many blessings, and life with Jesus will be awesome. I kind of bought into this lie in my young Christian years. And then I've learned that, no, that's not really true, because even Bible says, even Bible puts us in the situations when we are on the boat and Jesus is with us and there's a storm around us. Going through life with Christ doesn't mean that there will be no storms. As a matter of fact, there will be storms in our life that might be sudden, that might be unexpected, but having Jesus on the boat is our life assurance, our healed life assurance and our eternal life assurance. Storms happens all the time. Those big storms happens rarely, but they happen too. Bumper stickers say different things. Social media sometimes put those sweet graphics, or Instagram especially, you know, those life hacks, life skill hacks, saying that, well, life can be perfect and all. But it's not true. Storms can happen all the time, and we just need to trust that Jesus will be with us during those storms. Stuff can happen, troubles can happen, and Jesus is with us during those storms. And, you know, he's got the authority to speak to the storm. We can learn to speak to the storms that are kind of small around us, but when big unexpected storms happens, it's the one to speak to the storm is Jesus. It's the one that we can trust him. Jesus is the one that has got authority to speak to the storms of our life that are overwhelming. When I'm thinking about this is life, when I'm thinking about the journeys of people, I think that we need to sometimes remind ourselves that we've got a scripture filled with stories that shows us God's perspective on the storm. And God's perspective on the storm says, I'm here with you, and you don't need to calm your own storm, because I've got authority to calm your storm. What you need to do is need to come to me, and in my authority, calm the storms around you. Simply said, it's whenever you're going through something crucial, something difficult, something overwhelming, you can come in simple prayer and simple words and say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I'm panicking. And I know you don't panic. I know you got your pillow with you, because you're the God of peace. You're the Prince of Peace, as the Bible says. And I know during this storm, you will calm down the storm. The other lesson I'm learning from this is that maybe some people on the boat are drenched and embarrassed that they are drenched. Because being on the storm means that we might be drenched. You might be dry, but you might also pretend to be dry, being totally drenched and avoiding asking people for help. I have learned during my Christian life, and I have learned during my life with other believers around me, that the most important part of it is to say that when you are really drenched with problems, drenched with storms, drenched with heavy water of your life, it's not good to avoid saying how it is, because honesty works like a healing potion to our lives. We say, God, I'm drenched. I really need your help. You might say to other people, I'm really drenched with the problems and issues, and I'm not going to avoid the problem, especially now. This is life, and we know how life looks like. You might be drenched today, and hear what I'm trying to say to you, that never be drenched within the storm, during the storm, alone. Please come to somebody and say, like, hey, I need help. I need to talk to somebody about my situation. I need to talk to somebody about the overwhelming problems that are around me. I believe that God is with us. I believe that God is here to help us. So in the name of faith, you know, sometimes we fake a smile and act like we are dry. But there's a difference between being soaked or being sunk. When you are sunk, it's too late to tell others that you are actually soaked. But when you are soaked, you are still in the process of saying, I need a rescuing team around me. I need people. I need Jesus. I need community. I need church. So to anybody listening to this message this week, here from Warsaw with love, I want to just tell this. Ask somebody for help. There's no shame being in the storm and being soaked, because we all need to share our journey. Apostles and fishermen who've been following Jesus, his friends, they came with panic, shouting to sleeping Jesus, waking him up, saying, we are perishing, we are dying. I don't know if you see this situation, Jesus, but this is hopeless. Can you do something about it? And Jesus responded by speaking to storm. So just to finish this message, I want to say this. God is with us, even when we create storms ourselves. Maybe through bad choices or unwise actions, God is with us. No matter what you are going through or why are you going through it, Jesus is calm and in control. We believe Jesus can make miracles happen in your life. Jesus can bring miracle of calming the storm right now. And this is our prayer, and this is our song. This is what we believe for you. Let's listen to the song, and may this song be a prayer and you manifest that miracles happen during the storms when you come to Jesus. Thank you so much. Let's sing together, church.
Hey, thank you so much for watching. We pray to God that you've been impacted by how great God's word is, by how great God's plan is for your life. But I do want to say, if you need prayer for anything, then drop us a line, drop us an email. We would love to hear from you so that we can pray for you and just continue on this journey of building life together. Have a great week, month, year ahead.